it just shows you how basic it actually is. It's just basically wood, and there's obviously a few bolts to hold it together, but that's all. There's no glue, there's nothing else. It's very...
It's so impressive, and like you say, it really is.
You can still smell a bit of the wood smell underneath here. There's just that, it's, when it first opened, it was like a magic tree in your car, just gone off the charts, because all the wood was sitting in the middle of the track before it got built, and all you could smell was this amazing wood smell. And eventually it got constructed to what we've got here. It took them 12 weeks to get it done, which is quite incredible. So you've got, there was a team from Germany who designed and constructed the track, and they just worked and worked and worked. It's incredible to see the finished product.
It's so quiet at the moment where we are, but what's it like when those bikes are just going over
the
crossing?
Yeah, it's basically, it's just a rhythmic sound of, you can just see through the gaps, just the tyres going across, but it's a rhythmic sound as they come round. You can hear them coming and vroom over the top of you. So not many people get to stand underneath here. It's not a place we take the public. There's not much to see other than lots of wood, but it is incredible to see the design with these uprights, and I mean, you can see the colour of the wood's much whiter, so that was the colour on obviously the track before it got its use. So it's a very almost a white coloured wood. Siberian pine is the type of wood they use, and as time goes by, the more use it gets, it compresses the wood, and the track in theory gets quicker, so you get better times hopefully when the elite athletes are pinging around the track. So there's a point where we'll eventually have to sand it, a bit like a sports hall floor. You get so many years out of it. But so sometime in the not too distant future, we'll have to look at taking that down to make it back to that kind of colour, and then we start again. The more riders go on at the beds in the track again, and then we eventually we'll have to replace the surface. But it's been well looked after by the team here, so long may that continue.